and my time doth so pass, that of late I did long for to marry. I have for my dear 500 a year, and yet for all that I will tarry. I had with a Scot, mickle money I wot, he strutted with rapier and poniard. He is laid with fine lace, but I like not his face, I fear he has lost his whinyard. Then came one from France, who bravely could dance, he is proper in every joint. Yet in his country he scaped well the pea, so well he did cut the cross point. A senior Spaniard is late came o'er, and he thinks that he hath no fellow. As is hot in the rain, and hath got a strain, by dancing in a bandello. Then came a Dutchman, can toss well the can, till his head be as light as a feather. The Spaniard had punk, and the Dutchman was drunk, and so they went both together. An Italian came post, and full well he can host, but I like no such fond fellows. If I were his wife, he should lead an ill life, for I do like none so jealous. From Rome one came to me, who daily did woo me. He fasted 3 days in the week. But when prayer is done, if he spy a fair nun, his stomach is wonderful quick. A troublesome Turk did make hasty work, but his suit it was quickly ended. I scorned his belief, and so, to be brief, he did return home offended. Then next a brave Dane came marching amain, but I answered him as the rest, that he could not prevail, so he hoist up his sail, for his nose could abide no jest. From Ireland I had a lusty brave lad, each limb was proportioned mighty. Truth was, he was poor, yet I gave him more, cause his breath stunk of aqua vitae. From Sweetland resorted a man well reported, and he made a proffer to woo me. His neck was so big, and so small was his leg, that since he would never come to me. From Russia likewise, in antic disguise, one came which did think to obtain me. But his hair and his hood against my mind stood, therefore he shall never gain me. A Grecian one day my love did assay, who standeth at every church door. I never respected, oh, he me affected, I had rather turn fiddler's whore. An Almonrod spied me, and presently tried me, who thought I would yield at the first. But I could not abide, he should lie by my side, for some say they are devilish and cursed. From Pole did come hither in summer's hot weather, he strutted and stalked with a grace. So soon as I spied him, I could not abide him, his nose was frozen off on his face. He had a great mind, and was willing inclined, no nation so willing as those. He swore and protested, I jibed and jested, and bade him go get a new nose. A barbarian, a big-bellied man, did proffer to win me for his wife. But I told him this he should surely miss, for I liked not his course of life. From Amsterdam a vile atheist came, he was neither true Dutchman nor Pole. But I do reject all that are of that sect, for I doubt me that hell hath its soul. This base-minded creature doth think that by nature both heaven and earth is made. He thinks there's no hell where atheists must dwell, but my mind he shall not persuade. A gentleman of Wales did tell her fine tales, that he had a house built on a hill, had pig and had goat and green leek in the pot, and could eat good cow's barby her fill. He would keep me so brave if I would him have, he would buy me a hood and a hat. He would buy me fine hose with garters and rose, and sweetheart, how like you of that? An Englishman came, but I know not his name, and he bravely could quaff it and quarrel. He'll drink till he die, some says, but not I, and sell all his lands for apparel. If I would be his wife, he swore by his life, ere long he would make me a lady. He would sell his old manors to buy him new honors, and that's but the trick of a baby. Now which should I have? Your counsels I crave. If you can but find one will fit me, the best will I take, and amends I'll you make, if Cupid e'er then do not hit me.